And I'll give him this. He's not a coward. Most leftists won't come on the show. Joining us, he's going to be video linking literally in from the ninth circle of hells. Salacious Crumb, he sits in the lap of Satan himself. So there he is from the ninth circle, Brian Kravenstein, joining us. Look, he's smiling. He literally is like Salacious Crumb, sits in Jabba the Hutt's lap. He sits right in Pelosi's lap. We love him. Brian, we actually love you. Me and Brian are actually dating. We're getting married in Las Vegas next week. It's a little bit of a secret. George Soros is overseeing it. I'm joking. It's a joke. I love you, Brian. We're going to go to break and join hundreds of radio stations and come back to you. But here is the Planet of the Apes piece with the piece I wanted added to it. So I give you this, and then the mighty Brian Kravenstein.
The future is now. Explorers from deep space crash land on a savage planet destined for annihilation.
Abandoned ship! Get out now!
They discover a world so unpredictable, so shocking, it will shatter your very concept of reality and reveal the dark destiny of man.
What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in?
They own the banks, fund the wars, manage the politicians, control the media, and command the apes to enforce their tyranny.
You want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
They tried to silence the one man who saw it coming. And the world he reveals will challenge every idea you've ever had of freedom.
They cut her. Did you know about this?
No, I swear, I never saw that girl before.
But they... You did it. You cut up her brain, you bloody baboon. Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Prepare yourself for the most shocking ending in the history of motion pictures.
I've terrified you from the beginning, and I still do. You're afraid of me, and you hate me. Why?
Because you're a menace to our globalist plan. Be careful what you find, Alex. You might not like what you see.
Oh my God. You actually did it.
You activated the Great Reset, you maniacs! You blew it up! God damn you! Damn you all to hell!
The Alex Jones Show, the most banned broadcast on the planet.
So,
I'm a gorilla. Murder yourselves.
The year is 1995. And InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through fault space.
Where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Over the years, he's one of the only liberals that will actually come on this show. So we give him kudos. And I joked and said he looks like Salacious Crumb. He's much more handsome than that. But he does metaphysically sit in the lap of the Democratic Party, kind of the Jabba the Hutt system. Actually, I look more like Salacious Crumb than he does because I'm more handsome. We've got it, the Krasenstein cast, K-R-A-S-S-E-N, cast.com. Find him on X, everywhere else. Brian, we had a good discussion with Mario Nofal 2 days ago, and I admitted out of the gates, and you actually nailed me, which I'll be honest, usually what you're saying I find it not be accurate or twisted. I said, they said, I had blurry video, they said he was there, he pulled a gun, and that they shot him, and then when we CNN a day later released the lady that shot up close video, clearly that is not what happened. He had a gun in his back, they pulled it out, they panicked, they shot him. I think you agreed it's an accident. I gave that to you. That said, sending all these people out, saying they're Nazis, saying Nuremberg trials, saying we're going to hunt you down, the temperature all turned up, it's a dangerous situation. Now Mayor Fry meeting with Homan yesterday, now he says, I'm not going to help with any federal enforcement. Does that? I guess that includes child molesters, bank robbers, murderers. This is a big problem. And I've got all these crazy clips. So I'll give you the floor because I just spent a few minutes, you know, here being silly. But how do you quantify this? What do you think is happening? Where do you think this is going? I mean, did Trump evacuate? Did Trump retreat? Or is he really recalibrating? How big is this, Brian Krabenstein?
Yeah, I think that the blowback that he got even from, you know, a lot of Republicans has forced him to retreat. And I know, you know, some people on the right are upset about this because they see this as a retreat. I don't think he has much of a choice. You have calls from Republicans in the Senate calling for Noam to be impeached or, you know, resign at least. So he's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. He wants to go forward and he can't because it's unpopular. And Trump is about popularity. I think he sees that this is unpopular. His numbers on immigration have dropped, I think, 20 points in the last like 4 months. So this is where he's at right now, and I think he's relenting. I think he's going to pull back. At least that's what I hope.
Well, yeah, he says he's recalibrating, but let me ask you this question. And what I've got, what I was told 2 days ago, now it's confirmed, they're going to now go back to the original thing that Homan wanted for just people with, you know, bank robberies, child molesters, stuff like that. Are you for ICE when there's warrants out or people are convicted criminals to be arrested?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think myself and I think most Democrats are fine with, you know, bank robbers, rapists, murderers, you know, child abusers, them being apprehended, arrested, and either deported or locked away. I think what most Democrats are pissed off about is that he's chasing after families, many of them that have been here for, you know, a decade, sometimes more, and putting fear in the lives of so many people. Like I said, with the Mario interview, I was in Minneapolis about a week ago, and half of the attendants of the public schools are just missing. Many of the restaurants are shut down, and it's both American citizens as well as immigrants who are kind of hiding in the shadows because they don't know what's going to happen.
But when we hear they're arresting U.S. citizens, the cases I've seen, it's when they get violent or something. I mean, I know Trump did propose maybe we'll ship citizens to El Salvador, so that's totally unconstitutional. But I haven't seen that actually happen, I mean, in real function. I mean, this idea that they're disappearing U.S. citizens.
Well, no. So I'm not saying that any American citizens are actually being deported, but they're detaining them. They're breaking into homes. They're going after people that are, you know, they're American citizens that haven't committed a crime. So I think that's going to make people fearful. There's green card holders that have been deported, had their green cards taken away. So it's just a whole gamut, right? Whether you're an immigrant, whether you're a legal or undocumented immigrant, whether you're an American citizen, especially if you have brown skin, those people are more fearful and they're not showing up at school. They're not showing up at work in Minneapolis.
Well, Brian, you sound reasonable here, but if I tune into what Democrat politicians are saying, like Philly's Soros DA, Larry Krasner, calls ICE agents wannabe Nazis, threatens to hunt them down. He's saying in the future tense, but when you say this, but the Democrats do, and they say it's all illegal, none of it's constitutional, the public believes that. And we just had another helicopter shot at in Arizona. They shot the person. I mean, there are attacks against ICE happening. Here is the DA of Philly. We had the sheriff 2 weeks ago say, we're coming for you. I mean, this is very incendiary. Here it is.
This is a small bunch of wannabe Nazis. That's what they are. In a country of 350 million, we outnumber them. If we have to hunt you down the way they hunted down Nazis for decades, we will find your identities. We will find you. We will achieve justice.
Okay, so that's extremely incendiary. And you've got the Lincoln Project saying we want to, you know, hang Stephen Miller. I mean, all I'm saying is the violent rhetoric I'm seeing out of the left is way crazier than anything I've seen from the right. And I don't want a confrontation. How do you respond to that?
All right. So it's like I'm against, you know, that rhetoric. Although, I mean, Republicans did say they wanted to hang Mike Pence on January 6th. So, I mean, you can't say that they're not also to blame for some of this horrible rhetoric.
You mean a few people? I didn't say that.
No, I'm not saying you did. I think what Krasner was implying there was that if ICE agents are breaking the law, if they're doing things that are illegal and they think they're immune, that they're not going to be immune when the next administration comes in, right? Like Trump's only president for 3 years. He can't hold back this evidence from state authorities forever. It's going to eventually be released. And eventually, if ICE does something illegally in Pennsylvania in that case, then they're going to go after them. They're gonna go after them, even if the federal government doesn't go after them.
Okay, so your brother, your twin brother, though, let's put the tweet up there. This is great. Philly DA Larry Krasner vows to hunt down ICE agents who are breaking the law like Germany did. So the implication is it's all illegal. We're not saying that they haven't broke the law sometimes. Any cops are going to do that. The implication is what we hear, like, don't follow illegal orders. Well, what are the illegal orders? Well, we can't tell you. Now, oh, they're all Nazis. Oh, go get them. This is extremely incendiary. So you don't agree with your brother.
Well, I don't think that saying ICE is trying to be Nazis is probably the best way to go about it. But I do agree in that I think it's right for states to hunt, if you want to call it hunt them down, I think it's right for states to go after ICE agents who break the law if it's happening in their state. And I would argue that what happened in Minneapolis with Alex Pretty was likely against the law.
Well, I don't know if you study the law. You're a pretty smart guy. It's called a justified shoot. It doesn't mean the word, like we think of justified, it's different in law. It means it was good or we want it to happen. But it means that they believe they were threatened. And Trump's in a lot of trouble. We'll get these clips in a moment. For saying, hey, you don't need to bring guns to protest. You better watch out. He's not saying, and I expect him to clarify this, so he's been pro-gun in actual legislation, that when you bring a gun to one of these things and it's all out of control, it escalates the whole situation. But regardless, I mean, I don't think he deserved to die. I don't think he was a threat. I don't think he pulled a gun. But the one guy pulls the gun and says, gun, gun, gun. So that makes them go back. Then one of them drops a bear spray, a clip bounces out, other stuff, and they jump the gun and killed him. But the difference is under law, it is not a conscious homicide. Does that make sense?
I don't know if I'd say it is a homicide or a murder. I mean, I guess some people could argue that, but I would say there's definitely a case for, I mean, we don't have all that.
Unintentional homicide.
Yeah, like involuntary manslaughter or voluntary manslaughter. I think that from what I've seen, there could definitely be a case for either of those.
My point is, long before these people got killed in Minnesota the last 4 weeks, two people dead, I could play you hours of footage. We're going to kill you like Charlie Kirk. We're going to murder you. Kill, 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 kill ICE. Screaming, spitting, ramming their car, shooting at them. I mean, I was surprised this didn't happen earlier.
Well, I mean, like both sides, right? You see this with both sides. You see far extremists on the right and on the left. Violent calls, violence. It happens on both sides. But you can't allow, you know, a handful of bad people to define an entire ideology. Like if a few people on the left say some horrible things about Charlie Kirk, then that doesn't represent what everybody's saying or thinking. And the same thing for the right.
What do you make of the mayor, Fry, there in Minneapolis, saying they're not going to be involved in any federal enforcement, period?
I think it's their right. I think the city and the state, it's their right to hold back on that. If they only have a certain number of, you know, police officers. They need to use those police in ways that they think are, you know, the most efficient for the city and for the state. Fry said he doesn't believe that chasing down families who are contributing to the city will be efficient for their police when the police should be going after.
Sure, but I can tell you, Homan told him, we'll just go after people with criminal records outside of being here criminally illegally. And they acted like they do it in the meeting and then didn't. So they have a convicted home invader, let's say, or child molester, a lot of them are, the ones they're holding. They're saying we're not going to turn those over to you. Why?
Well, turn them over. So you're saying if they're already locked up in prison, turn them over?
Also when they get released.
Well, after they serve their time, I mean, if they're being released, then society deems they're not a threat anymore. So, I think there's better, more accurate things
they're already here illegally, and then you guys go, oh, well, that's not really illegal. But then if they're committing crime, don't we want to get any legal out that's already committed crimes? That makes perfect sense. That's constitutional.
I would go after the people who have committed crimes and have not been convicted of those crimes yet and are not serving time or have not served their time.
So you think if somebody's charged who's an illegal, you ship them out? Not if they've been convicted.
I would agree. I would agree that once a convicted undocumented immigrant serves their time, that it should be reported to the state and they should cooperate. Now, everything I've seen shows that Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota, they are reporting any individuals they release from prison who are undocumented. It's the law, and there's no indication that they're not doing that.
Brian, I can pull the clips up. They're all over the country. They have to stake out the prisons and jails to get these people. They're not giving them to them. I mean, some blue cities are. Austin is. I've talked to the sheriff's department, people that work in the jail. They are. It wasn't happening under Biden. It started a year ago under Trump. They have a busloads every morning get taken out. That wasn't happening for 4 years.
Well, they are required to turn over list of the individuals who are undocumented who are being released from state prisons. Now, are they handing them over, saying, here, I'm going to hand over this person? But the federal government is able to know who is going to be released at what time and what day when they're an undocumented immigrant. And there's no indication that Minnesota is holding that back. I don't even think the federal government or Trump or anybody has said that.
No, I mean, Homan and all of them have said it ad nauseum. Many times they're not told.
No, I think the issue, I believe, is that Homan and DHS, they're angry that the state of Minnesota won't turn over or allow ICE and DHS into the prisons so that they could then, you know, take those prisoners and deport them. Minnesota isn't allowing that. That's, I believe, what.
Well,
no,
that's true,
is.
Too. But, I mean, I think both are true. Here's a clip of Rick Wilson of the Democrat Party fake Republican group, the neocons. And here he is, the Lincoln Project, calling for the execution of Stephen Miller. I want to hear your take on this.
When Stephen Miller goes out and calls a guy who was, by every account so far, who never had a legal problem, had a concealed carry permit, had a gun permit in Minnesota. He was a nurse. He was nice to his neighbors. And you know what? Stephen Miller went out and called him a domestic terrorist, claiming he was trying to assassinate those ICE agents. You know, I almost tweeted this today, and I know I'll get canceled for saying this. I know I'm going to get in trouble. I want Stephen Miller to be the number one in the Nuremberg trials when this is done. When this is done, I want Stephen Miller to be the first one who is tried and convicted and fucking dangles. Okay? I want him to be brought before a court of law because he is the sole executive that runs all this DHS ICE stuff, the Gestapo.
What happens to the...
So we've got people saying we're going to hunt you down, you know, DAs, you name it, you're Nazis, you're guilty. You've got, oh, once we get control, we're going to hang you, Stephen Miller. I mean, the rhetoric is just 10 times anything I ever saw Republicans. And when I see Republicans engaging in violent talk, I try to shut it down because that is the worst possible scenario in the powder keg we're in. But, I mean, Brian Krasinski, what do you say to that?
Did he say hang him there? I didn't hear that, but maybe
dangle,
I missed it.
Yeah, dangle from a rope.
So obviously, I don't support that. I agree with everything he said before that point. I agree that I think those administration officials who did break the law and obviously allow a court to decide if that's the case, they should be put before trial. I don't think a death penalty is the right, you know, the right penalty for anything that Stephen Miller has done. But I do think that if he broke the law, he should pay the price.
But how is Stephen Miller breaking the law saying deport illegal aliens?
Well, I mean, the administration's breaking the law. They've broken the law several times. There's been two people that have been killed who likely would not have been killed if Stephen Miller's policies, he's the one...
Yeah,
by
but
all
I mean,
accounts,
by extension, that's like saying
a lot of it.
That's like saying have a law against drunk driving and some drunk drivers run. So cops chase a drunk driver and they kill a family. Now it's the law's fault.
But the law doesn't indicate that a man who is unarmed should be shot 10 times. The law doesn't state that a protester who's filming should be attacked by five different CBP officers who jumped on top of him, hit him in the face with a gun. And then murdered him, or I mean, I don't want to say murder.
Well,
but
just imagine
him.
You're out there being yelled at, screamed at, attacked. There's a guy you're wrestling. There's a gun. Things are falling on the ground. I mean, people call ICE cowards, Border Patrol cowards. I think it's the opposite. They got to get psyched up to go in these situations. I mean, this is a war zone.
I think that I don't want to speak for every ICE agent, right? There's plenty of ICE agents who are good people that, you know, it's their job. It's their career. They're not going to resign because they rely on it, right? But when you have five individuals who jumped on top of a man who was unarmed, he was armed at that one point, but then shot him 10 times, I think that's a problem. I don't think those ICE agents are ICE agents who should be continuing to have the job.
Well, I'll say this. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'll say this, and I said this weeks ago, and I said it last week. Even before this happened, I said, you can't send in ICE agents like three, four, five at a time on these raids, and then they're all outnumbered. What do you expect is going to happen? And that's why I'm told that the Border Patrol chief is out, because he was optimistic That's what Trump said. I mean, yeah, what do you think's going to happen? And so my issue here is that you need to expect this is going to go on and not just think it's all going to be peaches and cream. And so my big concern is the left's now emboldened to saying abolish ICE entirely, have no border enforcement, have no one deported. You say no, you think criminals, you know, should be deported. I agree with that. So, but you're saying, you know, that, oh, most liberals don't have the view of that. Well, the Democratic Party is saying they're going to block funding of another government shutdown over abolishing ICE. Do you support abolishing ICE?
I don't support abolishing ICE, but I would support not funding them an additional $10 billion. What are they getting, like $70 billion already, and now they want to get another $10 billion? I think that's ridiculous. That's money that could be used so much better by our government. So if they decide to shut the government down because they do want to withhold this funding, I think that, number one, the American population would, the voter base would probably agree that this is a good idea, looking at the polls right now. Do I want to see the government shut down? No. But if that's the only way to prevent another $10 billion from getting to this organization...
No, you're right. I thought it was $60 billion, but over how many years is that? That is a lot of money. And then $10 billion more.
I'm not sure how long that's... I don't know. I don't have that off the top of my head. But still, I mean, it's a lot of money, even if it was 10 years.
Yeah. So looking at this, we're going to break here in a few minutes. I want to just, we're going to have a discussion here and we can have a debate too. But, you know, I want to talk about Trump and the Second Amendment, because I'm suddenly hearing from everybody how great the Second Amendment is for Democrats and how you use your Second Amendment to go out and go after ICE. Well, that's not what Second Amendment's for. It's for self-defense and things like that. And obviously, if there's a tyranny, well, I guess their argument is, well, this is a tyranny. But my point is that then Trump's like, well, don't bring a gun to a protest. You're asking for it. He's not trying to pass legislation to get rid of concealed carrier. He's been pro-gun. But I think he's saying what I've said. Like, if I was going to a violent demonstration like this, I'm not carrying a gun. Now, I might have bonded private security to professional. Actually, I would. But I just know myself having a gun, that just ups my danger level so much more. So they're spinning this. The left is, as if Trump is now anti-gun to try to get his constituents to turn on him. Do you think that's what Trump's doing?
No, I don't think he's trying to get his constituents to turn. I think that he doesn't know what else to say. He has to blame it on something, so he's blaming it on Alex Pretty and the fact that he had a gun. What else is he going to say? Like, there's no other way to shift the blame than to blame it on the gun.
Sure, but running around with a gun in your waist in the middle of melees is just, I mean, it's like playing in traffic. I mean, I'm not saying Alex deserved to die. I'm just saying Trump's point is just, you know, metaphoric, like, yeah, you don't want to do that. I mean, it's like,
well, did it become a melee because of what Alex did? No, it became a melee because these five CBP officers started to apprehend him for filming? Like, he went to the protest he was going to film, and he was basically attacked by the ICE agents.
I agree. When you watch the footage, you just have to understand it's a war zone. And I'm not defending it. I'm just saying they didn't want this to happen. This just shows how dangerous it is. We'll be right back.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Demos. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of, like, thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS, because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has, like, a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones' picture is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I never saw the Democrats concerned when 20 million people came across the border, a million kids, half a million missing, babies being thrown over the wall. I never saw any concern about that. I never saw any concern for all the dead police officers and citizens and tens of thousands killed by illegal aliens every year. But now, just like George Floyd, oh, we have these two martyrs in Minneapolis. And I do care about these people. I'm not happy. I don't like, oh, good, kill liberals. It's terrible, but I'm supposed to suddenly turn my emotions on and be so upset. Well, it now turns out that Alex Preddy's rib was broken in previous encounter with federal agents and that he'd been a warrior out there. Now he's in all these chats as one of the frontline guys in the signal deals. And I'm not saying he deserved to die, but I'm saying he's going out and getting in the middle of these melees, which is a war. And so you see what ends up happening, which I guarantee you the ICE agents absolutely hate. But here is Biden. I was on with Kravitzstein with Mario Nafal 2 days ago, and I mentioned this, and I don't think Brian was aware of it, because once I mentioned the clip, he went, okay. He was like, oh, no, you know, they're talking about other stuff about amnesty. No, Biden repeatedly said, when I win, I want you to immediately surge the border because you have a right to be here. You're an asylum seeker. Well, they open it up to everybody. So you bring in all these people. This all goes on. And the left covers up the crimes they commit, don't deport them when they commit crimes, and then, oh my God, two people are dead, it's the end of the world. Here it is.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
So, Brian, what do you say to that?
He said, we immediately surged to the border. I recommend we immediately surge to the border. You can go back and listen to it. What he meant was that he wants asylum seekers to come in, but we're going to surge to the border and process these people and make sure that the asylum seekers get asylum and the other ones get turned away. That's what he said. That was the, if you go back, he said,
we know they basically did like 90% accepted it all. Let's play the clip again. Don't try to gaslight this, Brian. Here it is.
Surge to the border.
Start over again.
All those people are. I would, in fact, make sure that there is. We immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are.
Oh, stop there. Stop there, Brian. I think you're wrong here.
He said we.
No, stop. Hold on. Maybe I have the crew slow it down real slow for you. He says we surge the border. Everyone seeking asylum. He means his NGOs. You surge. Play it again.
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
That's good. Well, now let's slow it down even. Let's slow it down even more. I want to go very slow for Brian here. Brian's smart, but I clearly heard we immediately surge all those that want asylum, meaning the NGOs they were running. Here it is.
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Brian, you really think that's your interpretation?
Yeah, I think he says we immediately surge to the border, meaning border patrol, and then period. All those people seeking asylum, that's who we are. So you're combining it, right? He's not saying we. Why would he say we immediately surge to the border all those people? How are we going to surge to the border?
But didn't we just see? He's talking about we's with the illegal aliens, the NGOs, and the UN that built the facilities.
No, we. Biden's not an immigrant. Biden's not an NGO.
No,
Biden's
not. Still, Biden, about our neighbors. We. Did they not have record level illegals? They'd have record level asylum.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt we had record level of immigrants coming in, but that was after Title 42 expired and
you
the backlog of immigrants
star
at the border.
For gaslighting, Brian, that is ridiculous.
No, I mean, what do you disagree with about that? Why did we have the surge of millions of immigrants?
Because Obama first did it, saying if you bring a kid with you, you get in, even if it's not your kid. So let me bring this up. I could play you countless videos. I'm sure you've seen them, Brian. Of people saying, use your Second Amendment, get ICE, kill them, kill, kill, kill. And I got like 10 clips today I've been played. The Second Amendment means you have a right to kill. No, it doesn't. And then they get mad at Trump, who is a New Yorker, and his sons are pro-gun and hunt and get it all. They're like way better than their dad, but let's be honest, which military academy, he knows what's in the bullet comes out. He's a great golf player, but not a shooter. Ever even seen Trump shoot a gun? No, he grew up in a high-rise building. And we love him, but it's true. He didn't skin a buck. He didn't run a trot line. His sons, have gone native. We get it. But Trump responds saying, hey, you don't bring a gun. You shouldn't be with a gun in public. He means not you shouldn't. It's the law. He means that's coming up with federal agents in the middle of an operation. That's dangerous. You're asking for it. That's my interpretation. He should clarify that. But now they got a lot of right wingers back going, oh, my God, you're coming for my guns. We've got the Second Amendment strongest ever been legislatively with Trump. And
Alex, I've watched your show for years, right? Like I disagree with you, but I have. I've watched you speak for years. What is one thing that you have, one point you have made, one thing that you have warned about over the course of the last two decades? Government overreach, and that we must be armed because the government may be after us or will be after us. This guy had a gun. This guy had a gun, and he was killed for it by the government. Like, isn't that kind of ironic? Isn't that counter to everything you've been for the last two decades?
No, well, A, you're misrepresenting what I'm saying. But in general, I get your point. I think it's a fair point to ask that, but that's not what I'm saying. I disagree with what Trump said. I know where it comes from, a guy that grew up in high-rise apartments, but who in action is pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment in action. But to him as a New Yorker, he's like, yeah, you don't go around waving guns in front of cops. You're going to kill you in a second for that. His point is that he's saying, you know, you shouldn't do that. That escalates the situation. It isn't a real policy thing. Now, I am the guy that warned of a police state. It's 32 years ago I got on air. Within 30 years, I was on local radio at a top show. I was dumb then. I mean, I'm still dumb, but I'm kind of retarded. As Socrates would say, I know nothing. But I had military and police reach out to me and say we're being trained for gun confiscation to round up American citizens for martial law. They gave me documents, videos. I only knew about this because I was given it by Army intelligence at Fort Hood and the Marines out of, you know, Camp Lejeune or whatever. I didn't even understand all of it at the time. And they were being trained for a takeover of the country. This isn't the feds doing a takeover of the country. It's kicking illegals out that the Democrats are using for congressional apportionment in the new census and for voting. So if I saw any of that, I'd be very, very concerned. And I am with even Trump's rhetoric about this. I know why he's doing it. He doesn't think how dangerous it is for the base. But you know, I do have concerns.
Yeah, but like what I said before yesterday on Mario's show is, like, why are they here? The ICE just killed two American citizens, white American citizens. They're in a city that has, I think, 180, a state that has 180,000.
Why do you say white? It's the whites out being the heroes. I wish they wouldn't kill anybody, black or white.
What sparked this was the Somali fraud, right? That's why they came here. But like I told you, 98% of the Somalis living in the state of Minnesota are in fact American citizens.
Well, then why are half the schools? It's not even a job. The schools empty because they're believing the Nazis are coming to kill them.
Well, the schools are empty because they're fearful, right? Like ICE just surged 3,000 people to Minneapolis and Minnesota because of Somalis. So of course Somalis are going to be fearful of why ICE is going to be there, and they're not going to send their kids to school.
Brian, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. You already agree there should be federal law enforcement and border control and stuff like that. The average Democrat says no. They want to abolish ICE. My point is, do you not see the rhetoric of the Democrats adding to all of this hysteria? Because I'm the one telling the White House last week on air and personally, you need to pull back. This is a setup. You need to stop sending them out to just arrest, you know, people that are just here illegally up front. You can do that regulatorily, cut their bank accounts off. You're being set up. So I do think it's very stupid the way this has been done. That said, though, this is not some sophisticated Gestapo takeover.
What would you have said if Biden sent federal, not, I don't want to say troops, but federal agents into a conservative town and they ended up shooting two people, both of them unarmed? Would you not likely have some pretty intense rhetoric, probably, right?
I knew Randy Weaver, who was totally innocent, and they set him up and killed his wife and kid in front of him. And I was I covered Waco about right after it happened. I got on air about a year after. I covered Waco. But those are two different issues because those are here's the thing. Walls sent out the National Guard during COVID to shoot people with rubber bullets standing in their doorways for leaving their houses, and I was against that then. And if a Republican was shooting people with rubber bullets, have you seen that footage?
It wasn't people leaving their houses. What were they doing?
No, they're
it
on
wasn't
their front,
just people walking out.
No, they're on their front porch.
I haven't seen that, no.
Cue it up. I got hours of it. The point was, Walls shoots people with rubber bullets for being on their porches, but then says, you saw the study, Black Lives Matter marches help COVID, but nobody else can leave their house. Remember those studies?
Yeah, I mean, I remember the protest, the Black Lives Matter
protest. And they said
protest.
That protesting Black Lives Matter was good for COVID, but anybody else leaving their house was evil.
They didn't say that. They didn't say
they
it was
studies.
Good for COVID.
Okay, let's stop right here. Oh, my God. Guys, type in study shows Black Lives Matter marches good for COVID. But here, let's show you some footage of National Guard under Walls' command shooting people in the face with rubber bullets. Here it is, play it.
Look at this. They just keep coming.
Go home! Go inside! Get inside!
Go inside now! Get in the house!
Get in! So if I saw them burning down churches, whether white or black, if I saw them shooting people in the face and crotch, I'd be against it. I see them trying to go out and get illegals and criminals and outnumbered 100-1, and I just am like, yeah, there's going to be a disaster. I said, you shouldn't do this because they're outnumbered. But, I mean, what do you say to that, Brian?
No, I haven't seen that video before. If it's legitimate, I'm against it. I just don't want to speak to it because I've never seen it before.
Well, I can show you a lot more. I mean, you know the governor said he ordered the National Guard to stand down during the summer of rage. His wife said she opened the window to smell the burning tires. She left it as they burned down their own neighborhoods. And then literally right around that same time, they're attacking people that leave their houses.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't one of the people who thought that everybody had to, you know, stay in their home during COVID. I thought that it was probably a good thing to not get out in crowds. But you can do the same thing, right? Like you're speaking out against that, then you should also be speaking out against what's happening with ICE, right? So I mean, it goes both ways.
I said months ago, and intensely for 2 weeks since this lady got killed, 3 weeks, you cannot send on average 4 people out to do an arrest in the middle of this. You have to stop. You have to either give them more forces or you got to stop. So I knew this. I've been predicting this. Like this.
But isn't the problem the fact that you had a couple people in a small section of Minneapolis? You had Alex. You had this woman and one other person, and you had six CBP officers surround them, pepper spray them for no reason, and then jump on top of them. Like wasn't that
you don't know
issue?
What happened 5 minutes before they said it's going to come out in court. You know he supposedly had his rib broken in a confrontation a week before. Did you know that?
Yeah. Let's talk about that. So if he had his rib broken a week before, and so apparently, according to reports, he said that he feared for his life when he was attacked by the officers, isn't that a problem for CBP? He wasn't charged with a crime. So what did he do to deserve his rib to be broken? If he did something to deserve his rib to be broken, there would be a court record of a charge, right?
Let me ask you a question, Brian. I'll use this as an analogy because I've read a lot of actual history. It's kind of a composite rules of what happened. Have you ever seen True Grit?
No.
The John Wayne one or the update with the Bridges? You've never seen it?
Didn't see it.
Well, imagine the type of guys in the old days they'd send out as federal marshals to get bad guys. You think those are nice people? You think those are like really friendly people, nice people?
No.
Yeah, so these are veterans, and they're saying they're not trained. I've looked at it. No, they're either veterans and police, but usually both, and they're usually veterans. One guy got dragged 300 feet, stitches all over his body, the guy that killed the lady, when the footage shows she hit him with the car. You can say, okay, it was not justified, whatever. The point is, going out when you got federal agents that have been given a Herculean job and ramming them and getting in their face and screaming at them, it's not very smart. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I mean,
who do you think in history government's hired to do tough jobs? These are not cupcakes. And the point is, it's like when they had Black Lives Matter with an AK-47, stop the off-duty sergeant and point a gun and say, get out of the car. He killed him because he's a heavily decorated Afghan vet with PTSD. You just run around aiming guns at people? You know, especially veterans, how dangerous that is?
Yeah, but you're blaming the people who are protesting against the government who were killed
but
rather
not
than
protesting
the government
in front of a
killed.
Federal building or attacking a hotel like they do. They're out in the middle of operations in their face.
Yeah, but this is so not Alex Jones. Like this right here isn't Alex Jones. You're arguing in favor of the government killing people. Like,
no, I'm
that's
explaining,
like,
Brian, I'm explaining somebody real quick.
Like 1999, Alex Jones would be yelling at you right now.
No, you guys keep doing that as a cheap trick. I've actually studied politics, world history, U.S. politics, U.S. threat posture, all of it. If you have the government officially training for national gun confiscation and the Delta Force training to take over governors that don't submit during martial law, and I got that from the Delta Force, and Delta Force training to set up real liberal protesters at the World Trade Organization meeting in 99. They didn't like that. They're the ones gave me the information. When you have Delta Force murdering the people in Waco, I was given that by the military and police because they were being given a mission that was unconstitutional. That's to take over government, install martial law. If Trump tries that, I'm not for it. Going out with warrants or court orders to arrest bank robbers and child molesters, and then these are agents up, you know, 101 outnumbered, they're not creating martial law. They're out grabbing people that are here illegally. Now, you can say, oh, it could be done nicer or whatever. Those are two different apples and oranges things.
Yeah, but Good wasn't here illegally. Neither was Preddy, right?
But they went and stuck themselves. They went and stuck themselves in the middle of operations.
They're protesting. They're filming. They're filming the government to make sure the government isn't doing something that's illegal.
I've been to plenty of government raids and stuff. I sit back. The cops say, get over there. I shoot from that position. I don't, when they're raiding a house of drug dealers, I don't run in to the middle of the SWAT team, but I get killed.
Nobody was being shot. They were just filming them chasing after a kid or something. It was like the first time Alex Preddy was attacked by the officers.
F you, we're going to kill you. You can hear it on the tape. F you, F your family. Have you seen the rhetoric come out of people?
Yeah, but we don't have any evidence that Preddy said that.
Here's my deal, Brian. Your points are well taken. It is good to have an anti-police state instinct. It is good to have an anti-authoritarian instinct. And I have it. I see ISIS outnumbered. I see the Republican crisis. I see an invasion of third world populations. I see the Cloward and Piven replacement migration operation. And so I overall, like with Kennedy and what he's doing, see what Trump is doing as at least an attempt at good. And that's why I give benefit of the doubt. I agree they got on TV and lied, and I believed him, and said he pulled a gun, did all this. I couldn't tell the early footage. You got it right. I was like, yeah, I would've said that. So I get some of your points. I'm just saying the left opened the border, created the crisis, and I mean, are you denying Democrats want illegal aliens to vote? Because they do.
If that was the case, then why did Obama deport so many people? Was he counterproductive to himself?
No, he said, I'd like to change it, but I have to follow the law. He got the laws changed.
What? But if Obama was so interested in having illegals vote, then why did he deport more illegals than Trump has?
So why is Trump bad deporting illegals?
Why is Trump bad? I'm not against him deporting undocumented immigrants. I'm against him deporting.
Well, the Democrat Party says they're going to hold up the government, have a shutdown, and have no ICE and no deportations.
No, the Democratic Party is considering holding back $10 billion in additional funding to the $70 billion that ICE and the Border Patrol already got, which is an unprecedented amount.
Because we have 40 million illegals here. Let me say this. Do you ever feel for all the people raped and murdered by illegals? I wish the left would, like, humanize these people killed.
That's just such a ridiculous argument, though, because undocumented immigrants commit fewer murders and violent crimes than we do. So if you have more undocumented immigrants, you're going to have a lower murder rate, a lower rape rate.
That's actually not true. I disagree with those
Why
numbers.
Why not?
Something like 80% of the rapes in Europe are Muslim migrants.
But we're not Europe.
Hold on. The illegals commit way.
United States.
Have you seen how they list most attackers as white that aren't?
But they're not
immigrants.
Now, you
do know the FBI.
They're not undocumented
immigrants. 5 years ago.
But they're not immigrants.
Stop listing all the crime rates of the major cities, right? You know that, right?
There was a gap, and that gap has been made up. We have the data now.
By the way, what is this footage we're just seeing? Yeah, I mean, look at these people. Just, like, why are they attacking people that are just arresting criminals? Like, why are, Brian, let me ask this. Why do they act like an ICE agent is Satan incarnate?
Well, I mean, there's so many videos of people who were, you know, old women being attacked by ICE agents, or people, American citizens who say, hey, I'm an American citizen. What are you doing? They're getting pulled out of their car. There's people like the video you just showed. There's videos of those types of people who didn't commit any heinous crimes being pulled out of their car, beaten, being arrested, detained for no reason. And many of these aren't even undocumented immigrants.
But you get my point that when your country gets flooded and all these other countries have borders with tens of millions of people, it's going to create a crisis. And Trump is only trying to respond to that crisis.
I don't think it's a crisis. Would I like the borders to be slightly more secure than they have been? Absolutely. But if you go back 150 years, immigration has been the lifeblood of this country. We aren't overpopulated. We have plenty of room. These people are contributing to society. They're doing jobs that most Americans don't want to do, nor will they do. I don't see it as an urgent issue. It's not an emergency to me.
Well, here's my deal. Liberals can always sound smart and good and reasonable. You're willing to come on a debate, so you got courage and your head's above the rest. But look at Canada, where they're now euthanizing people that don't want to be euthanized. Look at the transgender surgeries, taking kids away from parents because their 10-year-old, you know, says, I'm really a girl. I mean, it's like the left, even Bill Maher talks about it, is doing all these things that are anti-human. Humanity's rejecting it. And so you can't blame me if I just want Trump to try to fix it.
Well, I think a lot of those things are embellishments, taking out of context what's actually happening. And I think that's probably one of the problems we have in this country. And that's what a lot of the division's about, is people, I'd say on both sides, embellish things. I would say the right does it a lot more, though.
All right, Brian, you've given us a lot of time. I want to give you some final comments. Do 5 more minutes with us. Then we got our guest on from Canada dealing with the maid situation. Government forced euthanasia. It is insane, folks. They're literally killing old people, children, you name it, when the state becomes the ward. And it's so liberal. It's so trendy. Hour number 4 straight ahead. I'm here to announce a new, extremely exciting product at thealexjonesstore.com. And that's MindFuel. Brought to you by the same folks that developed Optimal Human. This is an Optimal Human product. We set out with our sponsor, Bigly, to come out with a clean, nootropic energy shot that doesn't have any letdown, but gives you clean energy. This stuff is so strong, though, I take half a shot in the morning. It's a big shot. And another half in the afternoon if I need to work late. But again, you can still sleep on it because it's not a traditional stimulant. So if you loved Optimal Human, the strongest, best, super nutrient-packed green drink out there, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com, you are going to love Mind Fuel. And when I go through these ingredients, go research these for yourself and then know, when you find out how great they are, that we have the very best and the very strongest in this product, Mind Fuel, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Nootropic Mind Fuel is here. This clean, caffeine-free energy shot is designed for clear thinking, steady focus, and zero compromise. It's time to abandon sugary energy drinks and stimulant-heavy formulas in favor of clean, functional, nootropic-based energy. Zero calories, sugar-free, benefit, no crash, no blood sugar spike. Advantage can be used daily without guilt, and it's good for your whole body, not just your brain. Caffeine-free formula, smooth, clean energy. Advantage, ideal for caffeine-sensitive users and late-day use. Nootropic Alpha GPC, Citricoline, DMAE, GABA. Benefit supports mental clarity and focus. Advantage competes with premium brain formulas in a convenient shot. And the best part is, it's an adaptogenic and herbal proprietary blend. Balanced, grounded energy. Advantage appeals to both biohackers and holistic consumers. And then it's got high-quality electrolytes and a spectrum of high-quality B. If you love our other products, thealexjonesstore.com, you are going to love Mind Fuel. And if you haven't tried our Ultra Methylene Blue or our Shilajit or Irish Sea Moss or our Bovine Colostrum, you're crazy. These are all incredible products. Get your Mind Fuel now at thealexjonesstore.com and help keep us on the air while empowering your life.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.